The scriptures confirm that Jesus made a show of the principalities openly. He utterly embarrassed them. In other words, the enemy has been utterly defeated. He is a loser. The scriptures say also in Isaiah that when we see him, we will narrowly look at this enemy whom we call Satan or the devil and say, is this the man who caused the nations to tremble? Also in the book of Genesis, it says, on your belly you shall go and have dust as your food for the rest of your days. The serpent was cursed to the ground. Are we saying that when the enemy is raging havoc against us, that we are beneath his belly? There are so many spiritual debatable things on the devil. Is he here? Is he there? Is he powerful? Is he not? I personally have gotten to many different discussions, and many have been, a few have disagreed with my synopsis or thought process on this. But I'm like, if God is the champion, if the kingdom has all power, there is no power left to give. Because if one person has all of it, who has the rest? And so many times we could say the Lord is busy, but the devil is busy too. Well, I'm like, I choose to look at the Lord being busy. I choose to focus on the champion. I choose to focus on the champion. I don't want to give the loser the mic. You ever saw a championship fight or a championship bout or a Super Bowl? And an interviewer goes to interview the losing locker room, but he's not there long, and he's usually somber. The interviewer would say, tell us what happened out there. And the guy would say, well, we just didn't have any. Yeah. Sorry, next year, okay, my friend. And that's it. I refuse to give the loser the mic. I will focus on the champion. Now, what about you? I choose to focus on the champion. There is no next season for the loser. The enemy didn't lose this season, but he's coming back. No, he can come back if he wants. He's been utterly defeated. All of his resources are futile. I choose to focus on the champion. Now, maybe we look at God defeating the enemy, and maybe we look at Christ as defeating his, but have you defeated yours? Maybe it's easy to say that Jesus defeated the enemy, but have you defeated your nemesis? What's keeping you from winning? What's keeping you from winning? Are we feeling that the story of Jesus and his situation is different than your situation? Maybe that's it. Maybe Jesus' situation is different than my situation. Have you separated yourself from Jesus? Has Jesus conquered all of his enemies, but you're still dealing with yours, and he's telling you how to deal with your devils because he's already beat his devils? What's keeping you from winning? Is it your fear? Is it your own self-doubt? Is it your inability to be convinced in who you are and what you carry? Is it a lack of education? Is it a lack of focus? Is it a lack of desire for excellent things? Are you trying to do great things conveniently? Are you seeking shortcuts because you don't want to study or subject yourself to the requirements of focus and discipline and power? And then we're going to put this on the devil? What's your reason for not winning? Now, I'm going to say this. My wife and I have been married 31 years. And we weren't always credit friendly. we didn't always have the best of credit. As a matter of fact, we didn't have it. And all of a sudden, after certain things was put together and we moved to our home and we began to take accountability and action on things, we got our credit straight. And I remember as my credit began to blossom, the credit card companies would ask, would I like to add an authorized user? Well, I said, add my wife. And before you know it, they asked for her social security and her birthday and her name. And that was it. They didn't check her credit worthiness because she was an authorized user. I shared my ability with her. And they didn't, no inquiry was required. They didn't run a credit check on her. They simply took my word and sent my wife a credit card at my expense. To the point when I pay the bill, it increases her credit as well. You and I are authorized users of the lifestyle, mindset, and identity of God. You and I are authorized users of Christ's life, which means He's paid the bill, which means I share in His resources and also His victories. I am a user of His life account. I am an authorized user of the divine nature of God. So what enemies am I fighting? Who am I losing to? Why is it hard for me to win if I'm an authorized user of His identity? Did Jesus defeat all of His enemies and I'm left to deal with mine? What excuses do I have? Now, mind you, when my credit was straightened, the credit card companies didn't ask what my wife's issues were with her credit. I simply added her to my account, no questions asked. So I believe it's the same with us when we have experienced loss and defeat and trauma and experience. When we become authorized users of His divine nature, there is no questions asked. Why is this? Why did you mess this business up? Why did you divorce? Why did you have an abortion? Why did you do this? There are no questions asked. Give me your name. Give me your birthday. And give me reason to know that this is who you are. Give me your social security number so I can know that I'm giving this to the right person. The only thing my wife was required to do was activate the account. Even though it was under me, I couldn't activate it for her. She had to activate it herself. So why are you losing? The enemy has been defeated. This is not a subject matter if a devil has lost. This is not about is there a devil. This is not there is an angel and then there is a principality. We are trying to fight for the reasons for principalities to exist. Principalities exist empty. Do you believe that those principalities and powers are futile? Do you believe it's not a matter if the devil is empty? It doesn't matter if the devil is defeated. Have you defeated the fears and the doubts that keep you from winning? Have you defeated the devils in your life that keep you from thriving? This is not about if there is a devil and a Jesus. Is there a victor in you? And if there is a victor in you personally, why aren't you winning? Why aren't you winning? What's keeping you from winning? It's in your hands.